The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. Today, I have my favorite co-host with me, Alexis Keith.
Hi.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
Bagels and bitches on TikTok.
Bitches on TikTok and bagels. Alexis is eating her favorite food, which is a, what kind of bagel is that? Cinnamon raisin?
Yeah.
Cinnamon raisin bagel. And we were just talking about a video that I posted on TikTok that was, it's always the videos that you like really don't plan out. And I just was like putting my two cents in on this other girl's post and this video took off. And so we were going through the comments because it stirred up quite the controversy. So we're going to talk about it because this involves high schoolers and college and getting a job. So I want to get Alexis's opinion on all of it. So basically, there was this girl who was right out of college, has a bachelor's degree, and said that she has applied for 200 jobs on LinkedIn and has not gotten one single interview. So I was seeing other people who were stitching her post, and there were so many people like that. Like, there was this other guy that said that he literally applied for 1,400 jobs and hadn't gotten one. So anyhow, I did my video, and I was basically saying how college is, like, becoming, you know, obsolete. Like, it's a waste of time. It's a scam if you're just going for, you know, the typical four-year degree. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, you guys know I love like AI and tracking AI, and a lot of these four-year degree, you know, jobs that are available are easily being replaced by AI. In fact, ChatGPT, they just came out with a new feature. I think it's in beta testing right now, but it'll be available to everyone where you can create your own ChatGPTs. So basically, like, you create your own AI assistants that could do literally any function within a company. You could have like an AI human resources chatbot. You could have an AI salesperson. You can have an AI marketer. And so a lot of these jobs are going to be replaced. Like, all the CEOs, all the top leaders in the industry have said that. So I basically posted about that, like, not to be doom and gloom, but just to say, like, instead of going and just getting a generic four-year degree and accumulating $100,000 in debt, what if instead we started to change the conversation and tell people to either A, go to trade school because there's huge opportunity there, or B, start a business. So first of all, what are your thoughts on that? Where is, like, the high school mindset at with college? Is everyone still falling for it?
Kind of, but, like, so I was taking a finance class for first semester, and they were talking about, like my teacher basically straight up said, he was like, basically everything you're going to do is going to require money, because what's, like, the number one thing that, like, the government of, like, the state and, like, the country want, and it's money. So he was saying, like, college, like, it can be helpful for certain jobs, but he was saying also, like, be mindful of what job you pick, because a lot of these jobs will be easily replaced, mm-hmm. like, throughout, like, time, like, really, like, whenever. A lot of jobs are already getting replaced.
Yeah, a lot of jobs have been replaced. And so, like, one of the big things that people were saying is they were basically, like, calling BS. Like, one person's, like, companies are hiring and can't get people to apply. I call BS, like, you know, stuff like that. I'm just like going through some of the comments here. But basically, where was I going with this? Oh, so basically, like, one of the replies that I did to the comment, to one of the comments that was getting, like, really pissed off about this was, if you're going to college, or, like, if you have a son or daughter that's going to go to college, make sure, just like your teacher said, that you're going for a specific reason. So, like, if you're going for anything in healthcare, nursing, respiratory therapy, like, PA, doctor, like, anything like that, that's a good move. Like, you're always going to need those types of things. And those are, like, more hands-on manual jobs. Other people in the comments were asking, like, well, what about engineers? I feel like anything like that, like, engineers, doctors, attorneys, like, things that are highly specialized are not going to be as easily replaced by AI, and there's still going to be a need for them. What I'm talking about is going and, you know, racking up six figures in debt to get a generic degree like I did. Like, I just got a very vague business degree, and literally nothing from my degree do I use in my business right now. Nothing. Everything was obsolete within probably 4 years of graduating college. And so, like, that's the mistake I see people making. They go and they get these very vague generic degrees that don't really teach them any useful skills, and most of what they're learning is going to be obsolete anyways, because technology in the world is advancing so rapidly. Tell them about what the counselor said, the college counselor that came in and was explaining, like, if you want to basically, like, have a boss and work for someone else, then you go to college, or you can start your own business, or you could go to trade school.
Yeah, she basically said, like, how, like, she's like, there's two different choices that you can make in life. She said, you can either choose to go to college and work for someone else and have, like, a job where you're working with a bunch of other people that are all basically being, like, judged by a boss, and or you can go off on your own and start your own business and do, like, what you're doing, like, how you have, like, you have your business, your podcast, your books, like, all that stuff. Like, she was basically saying, like, so pick what you think would work better for you. She's like, because some people don't work better on their own, but a lot of people would become a lot more successful if they didn't work for a boss.
Yeah, and I was really surprised to hear that, because I honestly thought that, you know, these counselors were just trying to talk everyone into, you know, taking that traditional path. So I was really surprised that she was honest about that. But it's true. It's like, you know, when you go and you just get a generic four-year degree, like, that was what was taught to me. It was like, everyone goes to college, and the only way you're going to be successful is with a four-year degree. And even if you have bad grades, you don't like school, you're still going to college. And starting a business or going into a trade was really frowned upon. It was really looked down at. But then realistically, when I graduated high school, I had friends that went to trade school. And while I was still in college, they were making like 70 grand a year. And this was like 20 years ago. And like, by the time, you know, you fast forward to today, and they're in the position where they went from that to opening their own business, having people work for them so they don't have to do the manual labor. And now many of them have sold their businesses before the age of 40 and are sitting on a pile of cash from that. So it's like, we look down at these opportunities, but those are some of the best, most in-demand opportunities right now. And like, one of the things that I replied in one of my reply videos was around like plumbers, for example, which sounds so like, oh my gosh, like, who would want to do that? Well, first of all, they make a ton of, they make like six figures just being a typical plumber. Around here, you can't even find one. Like, we have so many people here that you're lucky if someone answers the phone or calls you back. And then if you finally can get a hold of somebody, they're going to charge you an insane amount. But anyways, what they were saying was the average, there's only 500,000 plumbers in the United States right now. The average age is 44. And so all of these people are going to be retiring and there's no one to replace them because, again, the message has been over and over and over again for everyone to go to college. And so you don't have all these young people graduating going into some of these specialized fields. And so there's a huge opportunity and they can charge a lot of money because they're going to be very much in demand and there's not going to be a lot of them to go around. So it's just like basically I was trying to say, you know, we need to get out of this mindset that we were all taught that there's one path and one path only. And we need to like change the conversation and open, just think outside the box and let these younger generations know that there's a lot of different opportunities. And getting a four-year degree, what that really means in today's world is that number one, you're going to be six figures in debt when you graduate. Number two, you're going to get a job, maybe if you get a job. All these people on TikTok are saying they can't find a job. But if you can find a job, you're probably going to start out making $50,000 a year. And you're going to work for someone else. And you're going to work your whole life until you retire. And like that's basically what that is. You're going to be working a Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. And like a lot of people were commenting too, saying like, don't let your 14-year-old like worry about work. Let her worry about your youth. But then like, why, like if you don't teach your kids about like, the like, I'm trying to think of like how I want to word it, but like, I don't know. I got to think of how I'm going to word it.
Well, no, it's like my job as a parent is to give you like the knowledge to make the right decisions in life.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to just tell you like, oh, go get a degree and everything's going to be okay. Because that's what was told to me. And guess what? It sucked. And it wasn't until I was done with college in a job pregnant with you that I realized, hey, this isn't what they promised me. This sucks. You know, no one told me. There was no other options that were provided to me. But here, like, I want to show you, like, look at what I do. Look at how much freedom I have. And I enjoy what I do. And I'm making more money than I ever did with any of those jobs that required a bachelor's degree. And so I've never said you can't go to college. I mean, We've already talked about it. Like, you can go to college. You probably are at least going to get your associates while you're in high school. And that's fine. And I'm supportive of that. But I'm not going to just give you this message of like, yeah, just go get your bachelor's degree. And like, that's that. That's life.
Yeah. And in one of my classes, we're doing a project right now where like we basically have like a sheet and we plan out like what we want for like our future. So they have like a section for like housing, transportation, jobs, like all that stuff. And we work in like a group, and almost every single job, like when you research it, it's like it says like no college degree is required, but like it can be like helpful, but it's not like you really don't need it.
Yep. Yeah. And that one lady that said like, why are you talking to, you know, your daughter about this? Just let kids be kids. Okay, here is the truth. If you're not talking to your kids about this, someone else is. Because when did they start talking to you about this? Like in middle school?
They started talking to us about this in like elementary, like yeah. End of elementary.
They pressure these kids and they put these ideas in their head, and they did the same thing to my generation where it's like you have to get good grades or else you're not going to get into a good school and then your life is over. Like that is the message that they're giving. And so you can either have the conversation with your kids and make sure that they're getting the message that you want them to have, or you can just not and let the school give them this message. So again, it's kind of like that saying of like brainwash yourself before the world brainwashes you. The same thing's happening with your kids. Like it starts very young. And again, it's not to say you should like tell them they absolutely shouldn't go to college or can't go to college, but just let them know that there are other opportunities available, because I think that the people that get on board with the technology that we have, with the AI that's coming out, those are going to be the next successful leaders. Look at Elon Musk, look at Bill Gates, look at Jeff Bezos. Everyone who is at the top of the industries, they dropped out of college. They did not get good grades because they thought outside of the box and they went and did their own thing. And so you want your kids to do well in school, but you don't want them to just conform to a mediocre path and follow what everyone else is doing. You don't want them to just be like everyone else and be mediocre. You want them to succeed and do what lights them up and have like a fulfilling life. And a huge part of that is your career and what you do. And if you don't give them the opportunity to explore, then guess what? They're going to follow the herd and do what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. And another thing going with like teaching your kids about this and talking to your kids about this is like, what, before you started like the podcast and all that stuff, and before you like taught me about all this stuff, I didn't even know that there was an option to not go to college. Like, obviously, until someone tells you that, you don't, like, you don't know. I didn't even know that, like, not having a degree was, like, possible, or that you were able to have a job if you don't have a degree. Because that's, like, what they talk about in school. And with, like, the finance class I took, they talk about, too, like, basically how what's going to happen is you're going to finish high school, you're going to go to college, you're going to get in like thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, and that debt is going to follow you for the rest of your life. And that's like what they, the main thing they were talking about in that class was.
Right. Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I have a lot of friends who are still paying off college debt, and it is a huge burden and a huge stress on their life. It's like having another mortgage, and you can't file bankruptcy on it. It's there with you forever, like hanging over you. And then, you know, you see all these people now posting that they can't get jobs. Well, that's a problem. If you have all this debt you need to pay off and you can't get a job. And the other thing too is like, I would rather you like try things and fail and learn while you're still young and living at home. Yeah. Because it's a lot easier to take risks and to fail and to, you know, all these different things when you don't have your own mortgage and bills to worry about and you don't yet have a family. And so I feel like, you know, even while people are going to college, that would be a great time to also start building a business alongside that. And just think about it. If you had not even $100,000, if you had like a couple thousand dollars that I handed you to start a business, you could do a lot with that. You could go very far with that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, again, just looking at things differently. Like, what is this $100,000 getting? Okay, it could get me a college degree, which will get me a $50,000 job. Or this could build me a business that's making $100,000+ a year. I would rather do that and have the freedom and the control over it than go work a $50,000 job Monday through Friday for a boss that I hate. Because I did it for 12 years and it sucked.
Yeah. And with the comment, like the let kids be kids, like honestly, if you think about it, starting a business is letting your kids be kids longer. Because would you rather your kids start a business that they love and with like a topic that they love? Or would you rather your kids have to deal with thousands of dollars of debt? Like if anything, college debt ruins your kids' childhood more than like a starting a business and becoming successful would.
Well, I think people like underestimate kids too, because I've had people, and I think some people said this in the comments, where it's like, well, kids are too young, like they don't have the knowledge to start a business or whatever. I think we underestimate kids. Like I see kids all the time. A lot of those girls you follow that are making like more money than their parents online.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're given the chance, like you would be surprised at, you know, what they can accomplish.
Yeah, like a lot of people that I follow, it's like girls a little bit older than I am, or some of them are like around my age, and they basically like say, like, I started, you know, posting on TikTok or started my own business or did this or did that. And this is why I decided like not to go to college and how I'm making millions of dollars. And even one of the girls I followed, she was like, I was like, I live in a small house in a small town and my mom works like three jobs, and I was able to like help her quit some of her jobs so she only has to work one because I'm making so much from the business I started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different options, and even for women too, because a lot of times people think like with the trade jobs that that's, you know, just something for guys. There's a lot of trade jobs that women can go into as well. Like, it's just something that we've never talked about. Like, they quit talking about that in my parents' generation. Like, in my parents' generation, they were telling me, like, when they were in high school, it was like, you kind of make the decision, should I get a trade job? And, like, only the people that were, like, really, really good students, like, A students, were the ones going to college. And then everyone else, like, got a job or got into the trades or whatever. And that's the other thing. Like, my dad worked at the fire department where they had a lot of time off. So pretty much everybody that he worked with, they had a trade job on the side, and most of them went and started their own businesses. And now they've sold their business and they're sitting on a lot of money. Like, they're millionaires. They have built like really successful companies. And so there's so many opportunities outside of just this like regular degree. And I'm not saying it's bad. And I think if someone's really passionate about something and they want to go and get a specific four-year degree, then go do that. But I think the majority of people are doing it because that is what they've been told. It's been ingrained in them since elementary school that that's what you do. And they don't realize until they're out of school, they own a home, they're in all of this student debt, that's when they realize, oh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. This actually sucks. I can't tell you guys how many people I get that enroll in digital CEO and start an app and start their business that have bachelor's degrees, master degrees. We have PhD students that are like, I wasted $150,000 on school, and this is what I want to do, is build an app. Like, can you imagine if they would have just had that realization a few years ago before they got in all that debt? So again, it's not to put anyone down. It's like, if you want to go to college and like that is what lights you up and that is like you are crystal clear on what you want to do, then go for it. But I think we've got to be realistic and know that like the world is changing. And here's the other thing with that TikTok post. Oh my God, there were so many people that were like, what were they saying? Like, oh, this is like doomsday or like fear mongering.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm just saying what literally I pulled up like 12 different articles just from the past 30 days that all say the same thing, that companies are not hiring because their plan is to replace 5% of their workforce in 2024 with AI. So I'm just reading like the articles or whatever. And there's two ways to look at it. You can look at it as like fear mongering and you could be in denial, or you can look at it as an opportunity of like, okay, well, AI is the next big revolution. I mean, this is going to be even bigger than the internet. It already is. So I can either be in denial and hope that it doesn't affect me in a negative way, or I can look at this as an opportunity of how can I make money and use AI to gain more freedom in my life. And so for me, like, I'm going to look at the opportunity. I'm going to look at the positive of it instead of being in denial and just hoping that it doesn't somehow impact me in a negative way.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, too, they don't, like, really believe, like, how you're saying they don't believe in kids. People also don't believe in, like, businesses, too, I feel like, a lot of times, until they see it happen or, like, it happens to them, because everyone thinks that like there's like the main big brands, like, you know, Target, Starbucks, all of those types of brands, but they don't realize that like there can be smaller brands that not as much people know about that can still be successful and make millions and millions of dollars. Like, I saw a TikTok post and it's this girl who, she is, I think, like just a couple years older than me. I think she like just graduated and she didn't go to college and instead she started a business and she's making like millions of dollars. And I think she like, I saw her post, she like just bought herself like a Tesla or like a really expensive car. And people were like commenting stuff like, oh, you didn't make that from your business. Like, your parents are just buying it and you're just like faking it. But like, I think it's really, people don't believe it until they see it.
Right. And I think that you see those opportunities too, because again, like, I'm allowing you to see those opportunities. Like, yeah. We talk about it all the time and I'm not like reeling in you, like, you know, don't pay attention to that. That's a waste of time. Like, yeah. You have to go to this 4-year, you know, university or whatever. I think I've always kind of talked to you about starting a business, like even with like your baking and stuff when you were younger. And I just like try to nurture whatever you're interested in, because it's like whatever that thing is that lights you up, it lights you up for a reason. You know, that it's not just happening by chance. Like, it lights you up for a reason, because it's somehow tied to your passion, your purpose, and you can monetize it so easily now. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, especially people that aren't very involved in social media or technology, is that it is so easy to monetize your passion with the technology available if you just kind of know where to look and can steer yourself or your child or whatever in the right direction.
Yeah, and like I feel like the simple way to think of it too is like, it's not that college is bad, but like I have seen a lot of people post to it. It's almost like a system. Like, if you think about it, like you start school, you know, you do elementary, middle, high school, and then straight from there you go to college, you get a bunch of college debt, and then you have to work a 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life to pay for college debt, and then like that's it, and then you retire. Mm-hmm. And it's like a whole thing. So you could either do that, or you could not do college and just start a business, have a bunch of money, and retire early and live your life happily ever after.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that there's probably going to be people that listen to this and like are just like, oh yeah, like that can't happen or whatever. But again, it's like, manifest it. Like, if you're constantly telling your kids that the only way that they're going to be successful is to get good grades and go to college, that's exactly what they're going to manifest. And whether they're happy and fulfilled is a whole other story. But if you're constantly telling them like that they're going to be millionaires, they're going to be successful, they could do anything they set their mind to, they're going to believe that. They're going to believe one way or another. So again, like, you can tell this to your kids, or you can let teachers and the school system tell them. And trust me, you don't want them conditioned by the generic system that we have in place that has literally been in place since the Industrial Revolution and never really reformed.
Yeah, and I feel like too, like, a lot of kids like would be interested in making businesses if their parents gave them the opportunities to. Like, I had like the baking blog when I was like, I don't even know, and like I was still in elementary school, I think, and I would just bake for fun and post it on my little blog that I had, and I thought I was like so cool because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your bracelet business.
Yeah, and that.
I mean, it's good, and it's like a learning opportunity too. You learn a lot. Like, I learned way more starting my own business than I ever did in business school, which is crazy to think about. But I mean, when you're, you know, 20 years old and you're thrown into business school with no real practical knowledge to apply it to, it's in one ear, out the other. So anyhow, like, that's my take on it. I just wanted to share it with you guys because, like I said, this TikTok thing just got like so out of hand, and it was just funny. There were so many comments. There were a lot of people that agreed, a lot of people that, you know, disagreed. There was one woman that was like, oh my God, the denial of these parents is crazy, because there's like so many people in denial, and they're just like, oh my God, like, what are you talking about? Like, of course they're going to get a bachelor's degree. So, you know, it's just my two cents on it, but I think that, you know, the idea of success and everything is changing. Our world is changing. Our technology is changing. And, you know, at the end of the day, my goal, and I think the goal of most parents, is you want your kids to be happy. You want them to live like a fulfilled, purposeful life. And what do you think is going to get them there? I don't think it's getting a generic, you know, job. Like I said, I was in a job like that for 12 years, and it led to panic attacks, and I was miserable. I think following your passion, doing what lights you up, is the key to that. Whether you do that solely or whether you do that alongside going to college, I think we just need to open up the conversation a little bit more and just change the way we're thinking about things. And I don't know, I'm hoping that that's what this does, is just to get people to start like opening their eyes to how different things are, how the same path that was told to me 20 years ago, it should not be the same path that's told to today's generation. There's something wrong with that picture. when the world has completely changed and we're still giving people the same advice that we did 20 years ago when the internet was like in infancy. You know what I mean? So anyhow, that's my two cents. So what do you think? Are you going to go, you're going to go to college, get a 4-year degree?
No.
Well, we'll see. But at least you've got some options, some things to think about. And I hopefully it alleviates some of that pressure, because I remember how stressful that pressure was when I was in high school, of grades and college, and how they made you think that if you didn't know what you wanted to do by the time you graduated high school, you were somehow a failure, when the reality is nobody knows what they want to do, and it's going to change multiple times.
Watch, there's going to be like so many people complaining like, that's so wrong, you're supposed to only go to college. It's like, don't be like the bitches on TikTok.
You know what? I think on TikTok it's like that, but this podcast, I really don't think so. Like, everyone is so like on the same vibe and like very aligned with like their goals and their purpose. I think a lot of people are going to be nodding and like, yes, like I get that. And at least like if they don't agree with it, they're going to be like, yeah, like you do you, like, because it's a pretty positive place. But if you want to entertain yourself, go on TikTok, because we were laughing at all the comments that people were leaving. And I did like, I don't even know, like 4 or 5 video replies, because I just couldn't bite my tongue. And I was just like laughing. I'm like, this post was supposed to be just some like stupid post. Like, it wasn't supposed to be this post that like goes viral. But of course, like, the things that you don't plan are always the ones that freaking take off and like everybody wants to comment on. So it is entertaining. And yeah, hopefully it gets you guys to think outside the box and just at least have a conversation with your kids about some other opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Any last words of wisdom for any high schoolers out there that might be listening?
There's more options than just college.
Yep, there we go. And don't be a bitch on TikTok. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks, Alexis, for doing another podcast with me. And I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app, where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.